ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory, teaming up with Anglicare NT for this year's Gives.
We have clients coming with a whole range of issues. We're an East Arnhem-based service, so our service is available for anyone or everyone. It's a free service available to anyone who needs help with money problems. By far and large, you know, 98% of our clients would be local First Nations people.
And when you say people are being taken advantage of, what kind of things are happening to them?
There's vulnerabilities that people might have due to English language, due to being Centrelink recipients as sole source of income, and that doesn't apply to everybody, but that's quite common in this region. And that means people experience vulnerabilities when there's people that have kind of predatory practices, such as payday lenders, retailers who sort of have a business model around selling things to First Nations people. It's not always targeting. There might be cases where financial service providers just have poor practices in terms of supporting their First Nations customers. There's a whole kind of range of financial issues.
We hear about these stories and these issues from time to time when maybe more than one person has been affected, or there is a court case, or an organisation, a telecommunications provider or a bank is held to account. So I think probably Territorians who've been around for a while are probably aware that this is something that happens when we hear those big stories. But how widespread is this?
Systemic advocacy work is a large part of our work. I guess probably that's, in a way, the way things are different for us to how they might be in an urban or rural setting, is that nearly every issue a client presents with pretty soon becomes identified as a systemic issue. Yeah, certainly you mentioned a few, like our telco debt. We were also quite heavily involved in finding class members for the Morris Blackburn Youth Justice class action, issues like that. Some of those issues I mentioned, they're really systemic across our region.
And payday loan, these sound, yeah, like if I've ever seen ads for these services, they don't sound, I'm sure they're legit, but they sound problematic.
Some of them are legit, but some of them have business models deliberately to get around regulations and regulators. Depends, but there certainly is many of them operational in the NT. Some of them have shop fronts in the NT. Some of them are loans very easily obtained these days online.
How do payday loans cause financial stress for the people that you're working with?
What's kind of undisclosed, or if your financial literacy, if your financial literacy is reasonably low, initially a payday loan might look like a good solution, so you can get a small amount of money fairly quickly and easily. What happens is afterwards the fees and charges and interest build up that quickly that you very quickly find yourself in pretty bad situation. So you might borrow $500 and 6 months later you owe $1,500 because you just haven't been able to keep up with the fees and charges that are added on to that.
So aside from advocating for people at this kind of large scale and some of those court cases we have heard about and talked about, I think, Fiona, you and I have talked about these in the past, how are you helping people who are knocking on your door with issues around financial stress?
That depends on what the person presents with, but we, assess their financial situation. They might present with a really simple little issue, like being locked out of a bank account, and it's a matter of facilitating contact with the bank and helping them, get that account unlocked. Or they might present with, multiple and complex issues, and, so we do an assessment and then work through those issues step by step and try and, along the way, teach the person and empower them to help them kind of manage their money better and also advocate for themselves moving forward.
How busy is your service?
Crazy busy. It's we're extremely busy. Our demand for services is really high, and that's both on a personal client level, individual client level, but also the systemic advocacy work is pretty full on as well.
And is it busier at this time of year? Does Christmas have an impact?
Interesting question. I think this year, just generally has been like really busy for the whole year. I guess we'll wait to see in the next month or so. I certainly would expect no kind of demand for things like emergency relief, which we provide in Nhulunbuy, not just my office, but our whole regional office here. And demand for that is always very high, but leading into Christmas, I would expect that to grow as well.
Donate today at abc.net.au/gives.